Hi, podcasting fans.
Happy Tuesday.
Podcast.
We've got a new Trailer Tuesday, by the way. I wasn't sure if that's featured in...
You know that it is.
This...
Titanic 2.
This podcast. But don't forget Radio You Ride on Facebook if you want to check out or submit any possible upcoming trailers that we can feature that are so bad that it makes it into Trailer Tuesday.
Yeah, and if we pick your trailer, we'll make sure to mention your name on the radio.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa!
Oh, my gosh. For a second, I thought you were going to guarantee more stuff. I was like, we're not offering anything. What are you saying?
No, we're going to mention your name. That's reward in and of itself.
That is.
I mean, we could say virtue is its own reward, so who needs a mention even? You don't need that.
We don't mind doing that anyways.
You don't need it? So let's see. In the podcast today, The Harbinger of Failure, Mobile World Congress.
Woo!
Dude, who's getting... Well, I don't want to ruin anything, but gosh, I'm getting so excited about nothing. Drinking the NFL... not drinking the NFL, but drinking and the NFL.
And the NFL.
We mentioned Trailer Tuesday, the Academy Award nominations.
The Oscar nominations are out.
Oh, the Academy Awards. What a time for us to come together and celebrate, obviously, the single most important industry in the entire world. Because what would we do without filmmaking? Pretending it's the most important. So
he doesn't really like the Oscars or the entertainment industry.
It's award season, Nikki. So it's time for, you know, some people that work a couple of weeks out of the year to get together and celebrate those weeks.
Pat each other on the back.
Takes more weeks to celebrate than it does to do it.
Okay, now the list, we will go over the list.
Yeah, you'll get the list. Not the whole list, because, again, who has that kind of time? We had some of the top categories.
We'll give you the best.
And who are we to judge what the top categories are?
Well,
the ones that happen at the end of the evening. How's that?
Yes, the bigger groupings.
See?
Sorry, okay, the more the prestigious. The
How about when we opened the press release, the ones they gave us first.
First, perfect.
Boom.
Those categories.
I didn't make that value judgment because I'm not worthy of that.
So enjoy the podcast. Again, Radio U Riot on Facebook, or you can always check out riot.radiou.com. Everything for our show is located there. If you ever want to see the blog or Riot Control, it's there.
Yep. So y'all go away. Blog. Sorry.
Like, what? Bye.
I thought Nikki said the yog. I was just agreeing. It's the riot.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible.
It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Walking among us right now are a group of people called the Harbingers of Failure. I am one of those people. Studies have shown that there really is a group of people that them liking something, like... They can't predict that something is going to succeed, but they can predict that something's going to fail.
Yes.
Basically, that if this very small percentage of people like something, it is a signpost saying this product will not succeed.
So
these people like it.
Let's say you've ever liked a TV show and you're like, this is great, but all my TV shows always get canceled or go away.
Yes.
Then you might be one of these people.
I am one of these people. I pick losers. That's what I do. And I could roll down through my life and show you things where I'm like, look, I liked this. It failed. I liked this. It failed. I liked this. It failed. So last night, apparently it's a big Netflix time in my life right now. So I sat down and I found a show that I really, really liked that.
Yeah.
It's funny. I remember it being on. I was like, it's never going to make it. The show will never succeed. And I love it. It's called The Grinder. And it didn't succeed. It got canceled last season. It's on Netflix now. It's one season. But I watched a couple.
Why didn't you catch on to it, though, back then?
I know.
It could have helped.
Well, I watched the first four episodes of it while
aired.
Oh, while
it was on?
Yeah, and it ran an entire season. But
yeah.
I almost never remember to catch anything through the entire season. I always have to catch up on it digitally later.
Was that the Rob Lowe one?
Rob Lowe, Fred Savage.
That one. Okay.
I watched it. I laughed so hard last night at that. I laughed so hard. And I'm just like, well, I like this.
But once I'm done with these episodes, that's... Well, no, never say
no.
Never.
Yeah.
You can't do that nowadays.
Well, it got canceled. It's not coming back. But I just... It was one of those...
Never say never.
Okay.
Especially when you watch something on Netflix. Just
that's
never
true.
Say never.
That's true. But watching it, I just thought to myself, like, you know what? It's... Here we are again. I am the harbinger of failure. That is me. I am that failure. So
maybe there was a, you really enjoyed it because there was a freedom in knowing it was already gone.
Could be. But I will tell you this right now. I could offer my services to you, the people, or to you, the corporations of the world. Show me your thing. If I like it, cancel it immediately.
Show him your product testing ahead of time.
And then the stuff that, you know, that you show me that I don't like, I'd go with it right away. Immediately. Like, skip the prototype, go straight to production.
Because we're talking many seasons of something if he does not like it.
I am the harbinger of failure.
Aww.
I accept my role,
though. It's a burden that you bear.
I get it.
The Riot knows that laziness isn't easy. Avoiding work is work. The Riot on Radio U.
I don't know if you guys heard, but next month, Mobile World Congress.
Oh my goodness. Already?
I know.
I can't wait.
It seems like we just congressed.
Yes, we did.
But it's time to mobile world again.
Well, it's just what we look forward to.
I'm really, really excited about it. Who's going to Barcelona? Let's see some hands, right? Oh my gosh.
Tickets are already booked.
Oh, Mobile World Congress. Those were some good times, huh? The time when the world mobiled. At the Congress?
I don't even know enough about it to joke more.
I know, that's all I have.
I can't even tell you more than that.
Mobile World Congress.
That's a shame.
You know what? It's kind of CES for phones.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically what it is. And any kind of mobile tech. So
we'd actually probably enjoy ourselves there.
Oh, I'm sure we would. So if you're like, I got this thing that lets me have the Wi-Fi when I'm not at home. It's stuff like that.
Great.
What?
You just minimized the whole conference down to that.
That's what it is.
I know, but you just, like the balloon, you popped it.
Nuh-uh, we can still have a good time down at MWC.
In Barcelona. Barcelona.
We're in Barcelona. We can catch a bullfight, do a flamenco.
Okay. That's have some tapas. Is that all we've got?
Sure.
That's it?
Yeah. I'm totally game. It's going to be a great time. I'm really excited about it. But Samsung yesterday came out and said, so for the last few years, we have launched our new Samsung Galaxy smartphone at Mobile World Conference.
Yeah.
But not this time. And the reason they're not yet ready to show everybody the Galaxy S8
was from the other problems.
They've got battery problems, guys.
These do too?
Well,
everything does? Or
word on the street is that they're trying to make sure that their next smartphone doesn't blow up on everyone. And as a result, they're like, yeah, you know what? We're just going to hang on to it for like a little while. It's no big deal. The S7 is very nice.
Test, test, test.
Very nice.
Keep testing it.
We just don't want, you know, that again. So they say batteries had poor welds, which was the problem they had with the Galaxy Note 7, causing them to explode. The problem is, you know, they get a lot of those batteries from the same place. Batteries are us. And they got
that's actually a place. And
it probably
that's
is.
That's not where they got them from. So
you can't say that.
You might want to watch that.
All right.
Allegedly.
Batteries we were. I don't know. A battery place. And so they're having to get some new batteries and they're checking the welds, things like that. Mm-hmm. So the Galaxy S8 is going to have to wait just a little while longer. So everybody hang on.
Well, we'll see what else we get from the mobile conference.
Yeah, they say the Galaxy Tab S3 probably. So.
And when is this? I just want to make sure.
It's next month.
Our trip to Barcelona is already taken care of.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're definitely still going, and it's still going to be
big. We are our country's...
We're representing them.
Representatives that are going.
Yeah. Nikki, I don't know if you guys know this, but she's a world champion texter. Among the fastest.
I don't like to brag.
And you're like, not on her phone, my friend is. No, no, no. Single finger Apple Watch category. But I'll just tell you, she's killing it.
Yeah, well, we've got our uniforms ready, designed, all the old clothes from the Olympics.
Absolutely.
We'll be wearing as our country's representatives.
Yeah, I had to take two of the Olympians' outfits and sew them together because, I don't know if you know this, Mobile World Conference doesn't have some of the same...
sizing?
Yeah.
It's different sizes.
It's a little different.
A morning without the riot.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
You couldn't handle it.
Radio U.
We heard earlier this year that in 2016, vinyl sales were huge. 13.1 million albums on vinyl sold in the United States alone. In the UK, I think that number may have been even higher, but they were saying that the industry had grown 50% in a year with the expectations that this year, worldwide, vinyl sales would probably top $1 billion in sales. And that
so maybe more than ever.
Right. That is, I understand it may be a first for the vinyl industry. $1 billion in 1 year. You know, we'll see if that actually happens. But that is not the only format that had a growth year last year, Nikki.
Please don't say. I mean, I don't know what else there would be.
Go ahead. What do you want me to not say?
Cassettes?
Yes.
Cassettes?
Now, cassettes are not as big as they were in their quote unquote heyday.
Sure.
But they grew last year. 129,000 cassettes were sold in the United States last
year. I know a few groups that did sort of a collector's version of a cassette, but mm-hmm. It wasn't like meant to be really played. It's kind of more like you just put it out.
You just have it out there.
Yeah, kind of like for vinyl, for some people, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Same thing with the cassettes that were done.
The Biebs put one out, The Weeknd. Eminem re-released the Slim Shady LP. Prince and the Revolution re-released Purple Rain. And then Guardians of the Galaxy Awesome Mix Volume 1 was popular. Even though it came out in 2015, it was still selling on cassette
in 2016. To make the list?
To make the list right there.
Weird.
43% of these cassette tapes were sold online, while the rest were bought at independent retailers or at non-traditional music stores, say Urban Outfitters. Urban Outfitters sell a lot of cassettes these days.
It's hot.
Yeah. And then we probably talked about it, but October 8th was Cassette Store Day. It was last year. It will be again. Whoa, shut up. They say one of the places that cassettes are the most popular is prisons, where that is apparently a way that inmates listen to music, cassette players.
Oh, okay. Weird.
But okay.
Sure.
You know, hey, what? Whatever.
We don't know.
Cool. Make a mixtape. Let's do it.
I thought you were going to say like it was made to be used for something nefarious.
Right.
Like they take the tape out or do something with it.
Make a shiv.
Yeah. Like that's how you get your prison tattoo. Like they use the tape.
Right. No, none of that. That we know of. So, yeah, cassettes. They're coming back. You should get one for your car. Cassette player or
your car might still have one and you never knew what it was.
I will tell you, I know a car within a mile radius of here that has a cassette player in it. I don't know if it works, but it has the hole.
The Riot reminds you that if you stay in school, you'll never have to pay back those student loans. You're welcome. Radio U.
Hey, did you guys hear the one about how the Patriots beat the Steelers over the weekend and a lot of people were, you know, sad about it? I totally get that. Sometimes you want to do something to get an edge over your favorite team or to help your favorite team get an edge over that other team. Dennis is 25 years old. He and some bros were, you know, hanging, throwing back a couple of brewskis, getting ready for Sunday's game, but on Saturday night.
Just preparing.
You know, so Saturday or Sunday morning about 3 a.m., he was, he'd been drinking the whole time. And on a dare, he ran over and pulled the fire alarm at the hotel where the Steelers were sleeping.
Oh, to try to disturb them?
Yeah.
Way to go. He really got him.
So, they did lose.
Well, yeah, that's true, but I don't think it was because of that.
No. I think this is it, Steelers fans. This is the thing.
The person you need to blame?
Yeah, this is it. This is the reason that you guys lost.
I think it's very... careful. I bet people would.
No, listen. When your team doesn't win, you got to latch on to anything and everything you can. This is it.
Everything besides blaming the team.
Yeah. Well, it's not the team's fault. They're the best, obviously. Circumstances conspired again.
The one time they were woken up during the night, you know, before the game, obviously it's this guy's fault.
Well, okay, like, hello, Deflategate. Well, welcome to Watergate or Firegate.
That could work. I mean, we're close to the name, but not 100%.
I'm just saying, if you pull the fire alarm and the water kicked on, that's totally like a Watergate kind of
thing. I don't
think
it turns the water on.
It doesn't feel the same.
But if you've ever stayed in a hotel, it just turns the alarm on and you have to go outside in your pajamas. So,
which is awesome.
That's about it.
Really, really exciting stuff right there. So, you know, the Steelers had their beauty sleep and their football sleep interrupted which I think is really the key to their lack of success.
And I'm sorry, are people, did you say the guy's name?
Yeah, Dennis.
People want to write it down.
Well, I'm not gonna give you his last name
for his safety and security.
He was charged with disorderly conduct, disturbing the police, and setting off a false fire alarm. So he said that he's a diehard Patriots fan and that he was dared to go ahead
and pull the alarm.
He reportedly told the police, "I'm drunk, I'm stupid, I'm a Pats fan." So, to which the Steelers fans say, "You'd have to be all those things to be a Patriots fan."
We walked into it. So.
Yeah.
The Riot. One more reason to stay in bed. Radio U.
Look, today, are you thinking about working out? You totally should. Oh, wait, no, you shouldn't. I forgot. Chinese New Year. So this year you can do, or this week you do whatever you want. And then after the Chinese New Year, that's when you're actually starting
now,
your resolution.
That is really if it didn't work for the other New Year. If you manage to not stick with your resolution, and then you can always just restart with Chinese New Year.
Mm-hmm. So if you were thinking about working out, one of the things you want to do is spend a lot of money on the clothes that you're going to wear. Really do. Like, you don't want to show up in the gym like I do in really old t-shirts and baggy shorts. What you really want to do is I want you to think about Lycra spandex or some kind of a, like, think compression, okay? Something that, not just something that is form-fitting, but something that's squeezing just a little bit because it's temperature controlled.
Yeah.
That's what you want to do. It's whisking. Here's the interesting thing that I did not know. I just assumed that all of that whisking talk was based on some, well, okay. Not so much the whisking, but the temperature control. That's all based on some really solid scientific research. Like, I mean, thousands of people from millions of countries on billions of worlds all came together to create this magic fabric. But apparently that's not entirely true. Researchers at the University of Navarra in Spain have found this. If you're a young person, that's you, you get no temperature controlling benefits from compression wear.
Really? Not even anything?
In hot temperatures.
You're still hot?
It actually caused more stress on your heart than if you had just been wearing, you know, a baggy old t-shirt. In the case of trained cyclists who had an average age of 66, the tops did the desired effect and caused a raise in body temperature as well. So it's supposed to be cooling you down. It's making you hotter.
But it's reverse.
Now, yeah. So that was both for, well, it looks like that's for everybody, right?
I guess that they always think it's different because you'll see things that are advertised for. It could be a compression one, but maybe it's not specifically talked about for like temperature control. But then mm-hmm. you could see temperature control clothing that aren't compression type one. So it kind of varies which one you go with.
Couple other things they found with compression wear. They say that older people in general should not wear compression clothing. They say that it's bad for you. It's harder on your heart, which is something you don't want. They say during intense efforts, compression tops not only failed to improve the performance of recreational runners, but actually lowered performance.
Now, by compression, are we talking about clothes that are just too tight?
Well, yes. So,
or are we talking about ones that are advertised as compression?
I would say in this case, it could be both. Sure. Why not? They also said that the clothing was found to have potential to increase heart rate after intense effort. So it will keep your heart rate up, which I don't know. Maybe somebody wants that, but that's not on the, like when you buy
it. Put stress on your body.
Yeah. It's not on the little tag that's attached. So compression wear, according to the University of Navarra, maybe not exactly.
So if you're going to work out, maybe go with Obi's approach. Just find an old t-shirt and cutoffs.
Pretty soon. No, not cutoffs. I'm not wearing cutoffs. What are you, cutoffs? Like, no, I'm wearing shorts.
Your shorts aren't cutoffs.
No. I mean, you know, it's funny. Apparently, even I have a line. No
That's
cutoffs.
Where it is.
I'm not working off in
your
cutoffs.
Your shirts are cutoffs. You cut your shirts.
No, I don't.
You cut your sleeves.
No, I haven't done that in a long time.
Oh, well, I guess maybe I just seen you wear an older one. So you're just in t-shirt and shorts.
I mean, if it's very, very hot outside, I might wear a shirt with no sleeves. Or sometimes I just go topless. I'm really into topless running.
But no cutoffs.
Cutoffs are out.
No way.
Totally out. That's ridiculous. There's no way. I do like to wear spandex when I run, but that's just for all the spectators. I'm not worried
for their
about
benefit?
My. Yeah. I want them to have something to strive for.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
I tried putting on a swim cap once and knocked myself unconscious.
It's The Riot with Tina.
No one's ever said that to my face in the truck stop.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
It is The Riot on Radio U. Text or call 877-2-RADIO-U. That is when you're not trying to catch dem Pokemon with your phone. People are still doing that.
I would love to see numbers, though, because I feel like it's way less. Way less.
It absolutely has to be way less.
So don't confuse that with us saying that a mass majority of people are still out there doing the game.
Yeah, no. Like, it's absolutely positively less than it used to be. But something I have found is that the Pokemon Go Plus, which is the Bluetooth wristwatch, basically, that you can use to play Pokemon Go without getting your phone out.
Yeah.
Dude, those things, when they show up, they sell out immediately. I was reading that yesterday Amazon had a shipment of them. Within 3 hours, their entire allotment was gone. Showed up at Walmart yesterday, or like early hours this morning. Let me see. Is it still there? Yep, that's actually still there. So somebody somewhere didn't get that memo yet, but they sell really quickly. So
someone's still playing, I guess.
What about you? Are you?
Oh, no, I deleted it like maybe 2 weeks after it. I just didn't have time to go out and do any of the stuff. So,
yeah,
I was just like, whatever.
Everybody's like, you know, this app has done more to bring America together than any other app in the history of the
universe. Well, the joke was always, you know, last summer it got people out and actually walking around. But no, we don't need to do that anymore.
Which it did, you know, for like a couple of days, though. You know what I haven't seen, though? Where's that article on like Pokemon Go helped me lose 300 pounds?
Oh, like people with weight loss?
Yeah, because that's always the thing. Like anytime there's a thing, somebody comes out and they're like, this helped me lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is I just chew on this beef jerky and I walk everywhere from gym to gym training the Pokemon.
Not to real gyms, mind you, but yeah, Pokemon gyms.
Well, Nikki, you have to find a fitness thing that's going to work for you. You do. So, those watches, it's funny. I thought when they finally came out, which they were way late behind the craze, I was like, dude.
No one wants this thing.
Nobody. No. But it turns out that in reality, people do still want it. And they're still going for a premium on eBay and about $35 if you want to just do retail.
If you can find it somewhere else.
Yeah, you know, Nikki, we should get back into it. Let's be a part of the second wave craze.
No, I mean, if text us and let us know. Are you still playing Pokemon? I don't think you guys are.
I don't want to be a part of the second wave craze.
If not, then you have to find what's the next craze.
I got to get on the cusp of the new wave, man.
You got to get in early enough.
You're riding the old wave.
I feel like we're all still trying to figure out what the next thing is that we're supposed to like.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I don't even want to like it. I just want other people to see me liking it first so the people will like me. The thing itself, I care nothing about.
No, but you want to be in first, and that way you're not jumping on the train late.
Yeah, I want the prestige of being first. I don't want the thing itself. I mean, come on. The thing? Who cares about the thing, whatever the thing is?
We just have to find out what it is.
Yeah. But then again, maybe I will care about it. I don't know.
A long, egocentric tirade from Obadiah disguised as a Worst of the Riot clip? Sure. We have lots of those. Here's another one.
When's the last time you got together with your friends and sang Australia's national anthem?
It's been a while. Have we ever heard it?
Never.
I never have either.
Young and free.
Golden soil.
Mm-hmm.
I should look up the lyrics.
Do you feel your Australian heart being, you know,
beating
stirred
the other way?
Right to left instead of left to right? Or is it the other way around?
Well, because the joke of the flushing. All right.
I got it. Hands over your heart, Trevor. It's left hand. It's actually over your right lung.
Automatically.
You have to put it over here like that. All right. You leave your hats on during the Australian National Anthem.
It's a nice song.
Yeah, it's like 2 minutes long. I feel like maybe we should just
cut out of it now.
I don't know. It seems disrespectful, though, right?
We're not Australian.
Okay, so we only respect what we are? That's great, Nikki. That's great.
I mean,
tell you what, I only respect what men do, because I'm a man. You know, I don't have to respect women because I'm not a woman.
On air, I just mean we perhaps don't have to hear the whole song because we're not Australian. It doesn't mean
But we're 90 seconds in just into 2 minutes.
Don't you feel like it now?
Oh, I feel like we've gone far enough that we should just...
to see it all the way through?
We're almost there.
Fine. I Googled how many verses are there in the Australian National Anthem.
Yeah, come
how
on.
Long?
10 more seconds.
I feel like we're at a concert.
We are. Nikki, put your hat back on. This is serious.
Oh.
Woo! Play ball! Yeah!
Cricket. Okay.
I really can't believe we played the whole song.
You did.
No, we did.
No.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You did.
Nikki, when one of us does something on the show,
that's fine.
The show does it.
So what Australian news do you have?
How about this for a headline? Woman suffers horrific injuries after being ripped to pieces by kangaroo.
What happened?
Debbie, 54 years old, was out running when she says she was attacked by a roo that ripped her biceps and deltoid muscles down to the tendon. She suffered cuts and abrasions on her neck. Like, real talk, she was out for a morning jog northeast of Melbourne, and she said that it jumped out and kicked her to the ground and then kept kicking her to the ground.
Oh, I know that for us, kangaroos are just a sweet little thing that hops around, but you are supposed to stay away from them.
So she said she was running through a little track in the grass. He came out of nowhere. He was enormous. He knocked me down. I was screaming, and the more I screamed, the more he came after me.
The more kangaroo kept hurting her?
She said she played dead, and it left her alone.
Weird.
She got up and ran 500 meters back to her house, where she then called 119. And the ambulance.
That's 911.
Yeah, but it's backwards because they're down.
Yes, it's
under.
Yes.
And you know, she's really screwed up now. So she's in the hospital. She says she's trying to bounce back from the attack, but she will not be running in that area ever
anytime soon. Of course not.
And I'd be running with a gun from then on, like to get the people. No, the kangaroos.
They can be violent.
Holy crap!
Well, then can you run with mace or something or?
What do they have? Do they have roo spray?
Maybe.
Daggone. So, man, Australia, this is just one more thing. Aside from your national anthem that's too long and your backwards flushing toilets, I can't go down there where the kangaroos attack.
I don't think that's what you have to worry about the most.
That's what she thought.
I'm more worried about the large bugs, the snakes, that sort of stuff.
They have, it's all.
But we have those here too. I mean, every area has its own downfalls.
Not like this. Not like this. I mean, yeah, like I've had a deer jump in front of my car like 40 times. But I mean,
that's bad. Thank goodness you were in your car.
I know. Well, I've never had a deer like attack me on the trail, like when I was out running. I don't think. Maybe I don't remember.
If not, be careful because now you've opened up the door to that.
Yeah, I need to go into some memory regression therapy to see if I can remember it.
Well, I'm glad the lady made it okay, even though I'm sure she has some recovering to do.
Heck yeah, she does. I mean, and the therapy.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm the professor.
It's The Riot with Nikki.
I bet she's probably a highly intelligent female bodybuilder.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
The news is a funny thing because you can catch something that you think is brand new and then you do some searching and you're like, oh my gosh.
They just rehashed it from a few years ago.
This is a year old. This is 3 years old. This is whatever. I just saw something that I was like, is this new? It's 2 months old, so I've got to ask Nikki if you caught it the first time around. Did you see the new Adidas shoes that will dissolve in water?
No. A few months ago?
Me either. Like, I checked. Apparently, they made this announcement back in November. I have never seen it before, but here they are again showing up in the news. So, this is news to me. It's news to you. Maybe it'll be news to you guys as well. So, Adidas has come up with a pair of shoes that is made from a biodegradable artificial spider silk.
Ew.
It's not actual spider silk though. So it's not like a spider made your shoes if that creeps you out.
I still
out.
Don't like the name.
It's just tech that is based on some reverse engineered, you know, spider silk. So here's the deal. They've got this running shoe that they say once you've worn it out, which they say the company, Adidas says like 2 years of use, you can then immerse the shoes in water. Then you add a digestion enzyme called proteinase, and then after 36 hours, the protein-based yarn will break down, you'll be able to drain the sink, and the only thing that will be left is the foam sole.
That's it. The rest is gone.
The rest of the shoe will have disappeared into the water. And that's it. There goes your shoes. So they say that even though it sounds surreal, the tech is real and it's very straightforward.
I guess part of me realizes that even if the shoe is no longer good for you at that moment, the shoe could be good for somebody else. So why do we have to dissolve it?
Well, I guess it just...
Like it was never here.
I guess it just depends. Like, you know, some shoes, like the shoes that I have on right now, they are beginning to reach the point where...
You can't even give them away?
You probably wouldn't want them. Like, at some point, shoes truly do wear out.
But if you look at these shoes, that's not the type of shoes these are.
No, they certainly
They're more
not.
Designer shoes, so no. A person would probably not run these to the ground.
Well, with these particular shoes, they're saying that the... like, if you got them wet, you don't have to worry about that. They will function perfectly well until they're introduced to that chemical. And once that chemical is introduced, then the shoe
happens.
Will break down.
Do you have to buy the chemical, or they just tell you what you can use?
I'm not sure.
The shoe box?
The shoes are not for sale yet, but the time is coming when they will be for sale.
I'd rather have more recycled materials in the shoes than worry about how to recycle the shoes with something special at the end.
You know, what about, well, but what if you had both? Like, you took all the old shoes and they were being recycled, plus you got that, the sole that's left over.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that has to be recycled or thrown
whatever
away.
Whatever you can
something.
Do with it.
Yeah.
Again, I think for some of these shoes, they would be perfectly fine to go to somebody else who needed more.
Yeah. You know, the interesting thing about this is, like, my shirts aren't made of spider silk, but I pretty much wear them until they disappear.
They are into just these threads.
They just begin to fade away. So, I mean, I guess I kind of already have some of this technology myself.
Don't be embarrassed if you actually use your clothing and run it to the ground.
There's something to be said for that.
Our worst is better than their best. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Is it up?
Hey, Nikki.
Yes.
It's Tuesday.
All right, you got a trailer up. Yay.
And right now, if you would stop by the Riot's Facebook page, Radio U Riot, or find the link at riot.radiou.com, you would see the trailer for Titanic 2.
Ooh. That's right. One's a bad one.
In Titanic 2. Oh my gosh, this was released direct to TV.
No way. Is it making it into theaters?
Is it better to be direct TV than direct to Netflix?
I think direct to Netflix might be prestigious at this point.
I don't, like, the Netflix logo is not going to appear on it anywhere.
Oh,
like,
then no. Like,
if Netflix got picked up in a deal.
Yes.
It's not like that at
no,
all.
No, it's not.
Okay, just so we're clear about that. So the story behind this wonderful, wonderful film is that 100 years to the day of the sinking of the original Titanic, the large ocean liner Titanic 2 is going to recreate this historic event.
Is that the movie we watched where it was very dark during the movie?
Well, yeah. It's not dark, like, in the North Atlantic, Nikki.
No, we watched.
It was
is that
dark
the one?
During the day.
Is that the one?
Oh, it's the one.
Okay, when you watch this movie, if you do, it's so bad. There are certain parts of it where the lighting of the actual scenes are so bad that you can't make anything out.
You can't, like, see,
like,
the people.
Yeah, you can't see, like, the actors and stuff of, like, you can hear, but you can't, and it's not done in a, well, remember with Jaws, like, the shark wasn't
it's scarier
ready,
when you can't see the shark.
No, it's just like the lighting is not done properly.
Yeah.
I remember that movie. We did watch this one.
Yeah. Budget $500,000. So,
and that's very
I'll tell you
low.
What. And the thing is, though, like, you can see all that money up on the screen, all of it. Because, I mean, there's not very much of it, so you can see it.
It's all there. That's why they couldn't do the lighting. There wasn't enough in the budget.
Well, they only had so much. The Artemis Queen Mary was used as a stand-in for the SS Titanic 2. That's the same ship that was used for the Poseidon in the Poseidon Adventure and for the RMS Titanic in the 1979 television miniseries SOS Titanic. So, I mean, they're going back to the well, is what they're saying on that. So, the film has received mixed reviews from critics. I won't go through those.
Well, just let the trailer stand for itself.
Yep. Yep. So Titanic 2, Nikki. Woo!
Good choice. I forgot about that one.
Oh, it's a good one. You guys are going to really not enjoy it, which is what Trailer Tuesday is about.
It's we're not supposed to pick good movies, so you're like, what is this? It's about, supposed to be bad movies.
Yeah, things that you enjoy not enjoying. Those are the best kind of movies anyway, because there's no pressure.
But you really do need to help us if you find a trailer that falls under that category.
Yeah.
Email it to us at riot@radiou.com and we could feature it on a Trailer Tuesday.
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes. You need cupcakes. It's the Riot.
Now, it's not just me. I think we can all acknowledge that there are a lot of things that women go through that men don't that are difficult, especially when it comes to their appearance. I mean, guys, let's get real. How much time did you spend in the bathroom today? 5 minutes? Maybe 8 because you shave every other day? But most of you have given up on shaving, so that's even less time.
You have whole months where you don't have to.
Yeah. So, I mean, girls on the other hand, even girls that are like, I don't care how I look, it still takes them longer than it does you. That's just the way it is, right? But I will tell you that there is one small terror that women are not familiar with, and that is that moment where you think your sideburns are uneven.
Your sideburns?
Yeah. Where you're like, you're
shaved. You shave your sideburns?
Well, yeah. See, you don't know anything about it. Like, you have to pick that place, especially after a haircut. The haircut, they thin them out, and they might even them out. But then you have to decide where is the line from which you're going to shave. And I know you bearded fellows are not overly familiar with this because, again, you've given up on shaving. I still shave. And I don't feel bad about it either. I like shave. Actually, I hate shaving, but I just don't like having a beard.
You don't like having a beard. It's too itchy.
Yeah. And so this morning I was like, well, I got to even this out. And I was like, oh, crap. All right. Now I got to even it out again.
It would probably be equal to like a woman in our eyebrows.
I thought about that too, but I'm also an eyebrow plucker.
You pluck your eyebrows?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Oh, I've got a unibrow for real talk.
Oh, so the middle you pluck.
Yeah, you gotta pull them things out.
That's how he takes care. He's caring about his appearance.
Hey, listen, ladies, I grew up in a beauty shop, all right? And while I don't have any moisturizer, I do pluck the eyebrows.
You don't get them waxed, though, right? You just pluck them?
I used to wax them, but I don't anymore. Now I just have, when I go get a haircut, I'm like, hey, could you thin these out a little bit?
Just take out the eyebrow.
So they'll trim them up, and then I just, no, you can't. Nikki, you gotta pluck the eyebrow. You can't just like cut it. Because if you don't get it at the root, pretty soon you just got, it's no good.
It's just crazy.
You gotta get in there with some tweezers and tweeze.
Mm-hmm.
As my mom, actually, I keep saying pluck, but my mom would tell you, you pluck a chicken,
tweeze an eyebrow.
Yeah, so.
I never knew that about you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I got a big hair problem. So that leads me back to the...
Your sideburns?
Sideburns, yeah, which I realized at one point today, I just had to say to myself, hey, guys, guess what? If they're uneven, we have to stop now because pretty soon we're going to be shaved all the way up to your forehead. Like, there's just going to be a big... It's going to be a problem.
I can't see with your headphones on where you ended up at.
I think I did. Here, I'll take my headphones off and then my glasses off, but I think I did okay.
It looks like your right one's different than the last one.
Doesn't matter.
Yep. No, your right one is not even.
It's not straight.
It's not straight. It goes down more.
That's another dangerous thing.
Is that another problem with your sideburns?
You start getting into like, wait, is it straight? Is it straight? Wait, did you move your head or did you move the razor?
This one's straight, but if you go back in, that one's not straight.
Okay, so I'll have to
But it looks fine. I wouldn't notice unless I was looking. And I mean, I was looking at it for a reason.
Well, Nikki, you and I are familiar, but I do get a lot of sideways glances in public.
Do you?
So I should take the time and try to
Are
fix
you the one
out.
People compliment your eyelashes or is that somebody else?
No, I get that a lot.
You do with your pretty eyelashes and your pretty eyes.
Yeah. Well.
See, it's weird when people do that.
What, when people compliment you?
Yeah.
No, I love it. I'm just like, yeah, come on.
Okay, well sometimes girls feel like it's weird.
Yeah. Oh no. You can't compliment a woman ever. Never. It's weird. You can't compliment a stranger, but you especially can't compliment a friend. That's out.
That's true.
You can't. So women are like, I did something. Why doesn't anyone notice? Then when someone notices, what a creep. So you can't.
But you're still a creep if you don't notice. Too.
Yeah,
like,
no one's ever nice enough.
It's just terrible.
Yeah, no, I learned that early on. I was raised in a beauty shop, and my mom taught me that if a woman looks nice, you should compliment her on her hair or whatever. So I did that, and I stopped, because that's not a good idea.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
So what do you do when you're out of toilet paper? Is this a... maybe too private
just
a conversation.
A trick question?
Is it one of those things where, you know, it's like, are you alone? Did you figure out? And you know what? Actually, hang on. I think probably one of the key questions that you have to ask yourself is, at what point in the process did you discover
that you don't that have you any toilet, toilet paper? Paper?
I mean, like, if you started by checking,
sure,
then you're fine.
Yeah.
But if you were in and you ran in and then, oh no.
Oh,
then,
like if you were, say, at the mall or something and you can't see in, but then you realize that there's toilet paper in the thing.
Like, what are you going to do? The big joke that's running around Hong Kong today, Carrie Lam, she is a politician that has just changed residences. In her new residence, there was no toilet paper, so she hailed a taxi to take her to her other government residence in order to take toilet paper.
Back to the place?
Yeah. I feel like there's a cultural joke I'm missing, but the reality of it is that the big, like what everybody's saying is, this lady has worked for the government for so long that she doesn't know how to go to the store and buy
her
own
toilet
paper.
And get her own toilet paper. Yeah, there's a bigger thing there.
Like, she had to find something that was government provided because... dang.
She couldn't just send somebody to go do it, or?
Well, one would think so, but I guess maybe she doesn't have
it's
any.
It's private, and that's about as private as it gets.
Yeah. Like, okay, how about this, Nikki? We're in the building, and there's no toilet paper. Would you, wait, would you say to me, like, hey, do you know where there's any toilet paper? Because I know
would I text you or something, or?
I don't think you would mention it to me at all.
No.
I don't think you would be willing to mention it to anyone but Eric.
Yeah.
And if Eric wasn't around,
then nothing.
Then you would drive to our residence or whatever. Yeah.
No, I would just, well, no, I don't, I would not.
See, the thing is, like, I assume, honestly, that you don't even buy toilet paper at the store. I just imagine you have it shipped from Amazon because you don't want someone to see you holding toilet paper.
Well, we go to Costco and it's so big. There's so many rolls. There's so many rolls of toilet paper.
Right. Oh, so then you do buy it in the store.
Yeah, at Costco.
Well, but Eric's with you.
Yes. So,
if anybody asks, it's his toilet paper. It's not yours.
I don't go to the bathroom.
You don't actually pick it up either. I'll bet you say to Eric, like, well, we need some toilet paper.
It's private.
And then he goes and gets it.
No.
Yeah. Spot
right.
on.
I don't like
spot
it.
Spot on. I got it.
I don't like toilet paper.
I got
paper.
It. Again, then if there's no toilet paper, Eric has to replace the roll, as we all know, because you're not willing to.
I don't like the lint that comes out of it. I don't like touching it.
It's too hard for her. The roll thing that telescopes and you pull it out and you put, she can't.
We all have our things. All right. We all have our little quirks.
I'm just saying that you and Carrie Lam, who by the
way is
basically the mayor of Hong Kong.
Sure.
Now.
Yeah.
It's basically what she is.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't go back to my other residence and
no, you'd make Eric
grab toilet paper there. Yeah, I mean, it'd be efficient with
there
it.
There it is.
Delegate that out.
You'd make Eric do it.
Well, or an intern.
Maybe Carrie Lam doesn't have an Eric in her life, Nikki.
Could be.
She's out there trying. She's been so busy serving the fine people of Hong Kong, she doesn't have an Eric.
Maybe she didn't need the toilet paper for the bathroom, but for her tears.
Could, you know what? That's just probably what it was.
And then she was embarrassed and she just wanted to get some more.
Yeah. So, you know, I was so crying and I've already soaked up all the towels and all the sheets.
I now need toilet paper.
I need something.
Okay. Well, are we done with the toilet paper conversation?
I guess, but I feel like I learned more about you today.
Oh,
more
no.
Like applying things I knew about you to new circumstances. I mean, it all makes sense now. I just had never really thought about you buying toilet paper before.
I don't think about it.
The Riot with Nikki.
Want to pet my dog? He lives at my house.
The Riot with Obadiah.
How come you're so fat?
The Riot on Radio U.
The Oscar nominations are live, and they are a reminder that...
We never see those movies.
I don't.
We never see hardly any movies that make it onto the Oscar nomination list.
You know what? I have this real tension in myself, and this is an artistic tension that exists in every single thing that I enjoy, and that is there are films, books, different things that are highly regarded because of their cultural and or artistic value. And I think to myself, I should take the time to elevate my mind, appreciate an art form, even if it's not that thing that I am most drawn to be a well-rounded person. I should be more willing to experience things that are not just Captain America. But then it gets to be, let's say, 9, 10 o'clock at night, and I've got my iPad out, or it's Friday afternoon and I'm standing in front of the box office.
What's
and
to pick?
That call to the higher parts of myself goes right out the window when Xander Cage is back.
I feel like we only have so many hours that we can devote to it, and you just run out of time to devote it to the maybe the ones that fall under the Oscar category.
And that's where I find myself.
Yeah. Don't feel bad. You're not the only one.
Let's go with the Best Picture nominees. They are Arrival, Fences, Hacksaw Ridge, Hell or High Water. I had no idea that was that well regarded. Hidden Figures, La La Land, Lion, Manchester by the Sea, Moonlight.
None of them. Did not have a chance to see any of them. Though some I was more interested in.
I haven't seen any of them either. I almost saw Hell or High Water over the weekend. And
which one's that one?
That's the one about the guys robbing the bank for... And it's got Captain Chris Pine and Jeff Bridges in it.
Okay.
And I wanted to see that, but I didn't. Best Director, Denis Villeneuve for Arrival.
Perhaps you should just say what the director's known for in the movie.
Okay. Mel Gibson for Hacksaw Ridge. Didn't know that Mel Gibson directed
that. Part,
that.
At least.
I didn't. Damien Chazelle for La La Land. Kenneth Lonergan for Manchester by the Sea. Barry Jenkins for Moonlight. And then I'll give
That's
you actor.
Moonlight.
Don't at least act like you know what it is. Don't say you don't know.
Okay.
Nobody knows you don't know
Fine,
until you
I'll
tell
just
them.
Be like, yes, it was wonderful.
So what was
very
it?
Deep. I don't know. I can't even get it just based off that. So.
Okay. Best actor, Casey Affleck, Manchester by the Sea, Andrew Garfield, Hacksaw Ridge, Ryan Gosling, La La Land, Viggo Mortensen, for Captain Fantastic, and Denzel Washington for Fences. Best Actress, Isabel Huppert for Elle, Ruth Negga for Loving, Natalie Portman for Jackie, Emma Stone for La La Land, Meryl Streep for Florence Foster Jenkins.
I feel like La La Land will probably win a lot.
Do you think so?
Yeah. It's supposed to be good.
I do want to see
A lot of people have said it really is good.
Yeah. So I'm interested in seeing what it's like.
Out of the list, that would be the one I would go for.
Yeah. So there...
There it is.
There it is.
Let's watch through the animated category. Perhaps we've seen some of those or the short films.
Let's see. Where best editing, cinematography.
I'm sure there's something later in the list.
I can't find. There. Okay. Kubo and the Two Strings.
I have that, but I haven't seen all of it yet.
Moana.
Mm-hmm.
My Life as a Zucchini.
What's that about?
What?
Is that a farmer's market thing?
The Red Turtle.
Nope. Nope.
Zootopia.
There we go. Okay. That was good.
All right.
There's something right
now
there.
Now we're getting somewhere.
If not, go to like best sound or something and you'll usually find
Can
something
there. Can we
just
get a best comic book movie category?
One day.
Can we have that?
One day.
This was the worst of the riot. And we'd like to congratulate you on having the stomach to stick around to the very end. The Riot exists because Radio U exists, and Radio U only exists because of your support. Find out more and give now at radiou.com/donate.
I don't know if it works, but it has the hole.